Hey everyone, welcome back to Music Marketing Monday. My name is Andrew Southworth, and today we're going to be talking about this Spotify bot scam that keeps getting worse. As a reminder, if you're not subscribed to the newsletter, go to Music Marketing Monday or www.musicmarketingmonday.com and join over 9,000 other music artists, managers, labels, etc., getting actionable music marketing advice every single Monday sent straight to your inbox. So first, let's talk about what is this scam that I'm talking about today. Well, it's been around for a while. I originally talked about it about 8 months ago. I made a YouTube video about it, and I walked through the scam in pretty big detail, and I even pretended to be someone falling for it to contact the people running the scam. So what is it? So a playlist company, there's many that do this now. Before, it seemed to be one. But the playlist company doing the scam will add about 2,000 or so songs by different artists per day to either their playlist or to multiple playlists. They'll pump a bunch of bots to all the songs on it, maybe even give each of the artists some followers, hoping that the artist will see the spike in streams and check it out. So imagine this. They have a playlist. Every day, they add 2,000 songs on it from different small artists. They pump a bunch of bot traffic to this playlist constantly, and the next day, they rinse and repeat. Inside of Spotify for Artists, you can see the playlists that are streaming your music, right? You go to the music tab, you click on the playlist section, or you go to a specific song, you click on the playlist tab, you can see the individual playlists that are streaming your music. So that's basically their goal here. They're trying to get you to see the spike in streams and then see inside Spotify for Artists the playlist that's causing it, go there. And then surprise, surprise, this playlist will have contact information, either an email or a website link on it. And they're hoping that you fall for it and you hire them for more fake promo. So what I did 8 months ago is I contacted them via email. I made a fake email address. I pretended to be one of the artists that they had on their playlist. And I said, hey, thanks so much for adding my song to your playlist. Is there any way I could add the song back onto your playlist? And they said, yes. Give us $50 and we'll give you, I forget the exact number, but it was some ludicrously high number of streams, very obviously bots. You can send payments to this PayPal address. And the PayPal address was a waiver.ai PayPal address, which is kind of a known sketchy company. But now that company is even more sketchy than they were before. So now if you go to the show notes and read the newsletter or blog article version of today's newsletter. You can check out the video that I did 8 months ago to kind of familiarize yourself with it. But I'll kind of move on from there. Many people have been assuming that these scam companies are using the DistroKid wheel of playlists to find artists and new songs to target. Now, just to be clear, DistroKid has nothing to do with this. It's just that they have this thing called wheel of playlists where artists can basically try to get their songs at, well, they can add their songs in there for free, doing nothing, right? No payment or anything. And I think they might even just have a playlist that's like DistroKid artists where they add new songs from their catalog. That's not a weird thing to do. A lot of companies do it, you know, different distributors and labels and stuff. And so basically they're just monitoring that. And well, hold on, let me kind of back up a little bit. Some people have suggested that these playlist companies are just monitoring these playlists because DistroKid has most artists on that distribute to them, and they're just using that as kind of a way to find new songs to target. Now, I do know people that use TuneCore that have also had this problem too. So it's tricky. It doesn't seem like it's only DistroKid. And the thing is that even if it did, most artists use DistroKid anyways. They're the biggest distributor. So it wouldn't be too much of a surprise if most artists having this happen to them happen to use DistroKid. So why is this getting worse? I said at the very beginning that this is a Spotify scam that keeps getting worse. Well, one factor is, like, as I said, I made that video 8 months ago and this problem still exists today. Not only does it seem more common nowadays, but now Spotify is being more stringent about taking action against artists that have more than 90% of streams coming from bots on their songs. So, like, well, I'm glad that Spotify's taking this very, very small action towards fighting bots. you can see the problem that arises from this. Artists are getting sent bot streams against their will, and Spotify is banning songs and artists for something that they didn't initiate. They're being randomly added to playlists, and if that streaming amount becomes more than 90% of their streams, basically Spotify kicks that song off the platform. If it happens to enough songs, they kick the entire artist off the platform. And essentially what happens is they force the distributor to pull their whole catalog. So a lot of time it ends up seeming like the distributor that's the bad guy. And in some cases it is, but it's really coming from Spotify. And to me, this is just insane that the only repercussions that happen to the playlist owners is that they get their playlist taken down or whatever, right? Which like, if there was a real human playlist, then that would be a big deal. But the thing is that these companies are making dozens of these profiles. Each will have dozens of playlists on them, and they get shut down. It doesn't matter. They'll have new ones like the next day. It's not the same for a music artist, right? You can't just go and make 1,000 more fake artist accounts with new music that's good, right? And the problem is there's nothing that an indie artist can do to fight against these bot streams. Have beef with another indie artist, send a couple 100,000 bot streams to their profile, and Spotify will probably pull their music from the platform. Literally nothing anyone could do about it. It's ridiculous, right? The rule, 90% bot streams thing, right? It's a good thing. The problem is when there's no way to validate who's sending the bots, there's no way to prove who did it or who didn't do it. Like, how do you prove that you didn't do something, right? Especially something on the internet. Prove to me that you didn't send these bots in your profile. You can't, right? There's no way for you to possibly prove that. So, right. So next, what actually can be done? And I have some ideas. So I'll walk you through them one by one, and then we'll talk a little bit more about them. But first, make it impossible to put URLs or email addresses in the playlist description. So this scam basically relies on you seeing the playlist, going to the playlist, seeing the contact information or URL in the playlist description, and then contacting them that way. If there's no way to put a URL or an email address, then that eliminates the scam, essentially. I mean, there might be ways for people to skirt around it. You know, how on certain websites, people will try to put in an email or a link, and instead of putting like the period for .com, they'll write out the word like dot, like .com, right? Stuff like that. Maybe there'll be ways for people to get around with that, but they can get rid of all that stuff too. Number two, provide some options for artists to report the playlist and have their songs removed from the playlist. Meaning, maybe it's like, I don't know, if an artist self-reports the streams that are fraudulent within 7 days of them occurring, they can contact customer support, and basically like Spotify is going to trust them now. You know, it's why would someone bought their stuff and then contact customer support to self-report it if they were trying to do it themselves? So, you know, the artist can just go to customer support, say, hey, something shady is going on. Spotify support will say, oh, yep, this looks super shady. Do you want us to remove your songs from these playlists? Yes, right? And maybe even there's some way to have an automated system for artists to self-report fraudulent streams and then self-remove from that playlist if it's confirmed those streams are fraudulent. It doesn't even have to be a customer support system. I guarantee they could automate it. Three, create better detection algorithms that punish the playlist creator and not the artists on the playlist. Right now, they punish the playlist creators, but the problem is the playlist creators can instantly make like 1,000 new playlists with no effort. The artist can't. And so I think most of the time, it doesn't make sense to punish the artists. And there are times when it does, but when the streams are coming from a playlist, they probably shouldn't punish the artist, right? There's probably exceptions to that, but that's my general feeling on it. In terms of how to punish the playlist creator, you know, if there's some way that they could IP ban them, hardware ban them, maybe when people sign up to use the API to program these bots, they have to upload a copy of their driver's license or something. So that way, basically, if their API access gets banned, they can't just go make another account. Something like that. You know, obviously, there's going to be rules about what they can and can't do, but just throwing ideas out there. 4, switch to a user-centric payments model that makes bots non-viable. A user-centric payment model means that if a user is paying $10 a month for their Spotify plan, and then Spotify takes 30% roughly, there's $7 left from that user. And basically, if that artist or if that user only listens to one artist that month, they're going to pay out $7 to that artist. The side effect of that is it makes it impossible for a user to actually pay out more than they paid in. So if you have a premium, it's like bots that are on a premium account, which some of them will be because it's essentially cheaper, or they pay better if they're bots on premium accounts. Sorry, I lost my train of thought. But if they're a user-centric model, the individual accounts can't pay out more than what was paid into them, and it makes it impossible for them to be profitable. And for free accounts, it gets a little bit more complicated than that. But for paid accounts, it's pretty clear cut. It's impossible to have bots that make sense money wise if you have a user centric payment model. And you know, obviously, there's a whole vanity metric and clout aspect that some people care about, and labels might care about too. But at least on the money end, it makes it unviable. 5, and I think this is probably a significant one. Impose limits on the Spotify API that make it costly for bad actors to scale these types of bot attacks. So, for example, you might have heard about when Elon Musk bought Twitter, he started putting limits on how people could use the Twitter API. And the same thing happened with Reddit. Reddit made it so that Reddit people that were using the Reddit API had certain limitations. And basically, both of these companies did something where, like, if you want to use the data from our website and your software, you can do it a certain amount of time for free. But once you cross this threshold, you have to pay, you know, for every 1,000 API calls, you pay X amount of dollars or something like that, right? There's a certain amount for free, you go above a certain amount, you use something. And that's one thing, right? Like certain amount of, they could give you, people who program and use the Spotify API, certain amounts of free actions. Anything above that costs money. And even if it's super cheap, even if it's the cheapest API in the world, the kind of purpose of it is it's going to make it so that the bad actors who are using it, they have to put in a credit card and they probably have to put in a billing address. And all that stuff has to be on file. So if anything happens that's shady with their API access, then basically they can just be canned, right? They can be removed. And honestly, I think they already do have some type of limit because they do have rules for what you can do as an unverified app versus a verified app on the Spotify API. There's certain things you can and can't do, but they're obviously, obviously not affecting what some of these bots services are doing, because the amount of volume that they're cranking out per day is insane, right? Like if you get one on one of these bot playlists and you get 300 streams in one day, there's pretty much like 2,000 other artists on that singular playlist that day getting 300 streams. So, you know, that's 600,000 streams a day per playlist. So this isn't a joke. This isn't like a small operation, you know, and that, like, there might be millions and millions of streams just from each individual company's doing this on a daily basis, which, like, you know, maybe that's too small for Spotify to care about, but it really shouldn't be. Cause like, I think honestly, if this gets out of control, it's going to kill the platform, right? If indie artists are just getting banned from the platform, like, okay, well, maybe that might not matter now, but in 5 years, when those indie artists, like the biggest ones of them, become the new biggest artists in the world, none of them are going to be on Spotify anymore, right? Like, no one starts as a big artist. Everyone starts as an indie artist, unless they're like some label plant or something, but that's a lot more rare than people think it is. you know, it's just crazy, right? And it's almost crazy enough where people have suggested that they just don't want indie artists on the platform anymore, which I don't think is the case, honestly. Like, I don't think Spotify is doing this on purpose. I'm sure some people do. In fact, I know some people do because I've seen it in the YouTube comments, but it's just crazy. And so what I want is I want us to make enough noise about this that we can make sure that Spotify is aware of it and does something about it, ideally. And so I have a few ways that you can actually help me. So one, I created a post on the Spotify Ideas page. I'm going to link to it in the show notes. If you could go there and upvote that idea, it's all the things I listed for what can be done. It's in that post. So go there and upvote it. It's just basically Spotify's ideas section to submit things to change the platform. I just want to make some noise with it, right? More votes, the more likely it is they see it. Another thing you can do is in the email and blog version of today's newsletter, there is a poll where you can vote and tell me if you've had this happen to your music. Have you had your music added to these bot playlists? Yes or no? And third, I have a YouTube community post, which you can also find linked in the blog version of today's newsletter as well. And what I want is basically, I want to make it very clear how widespread this is. So far, as of recording this, I think 850 people have voted, and like over 70% have said that, yes, this my music has been added to a bot playlist in the past year. 70%, right? So if you can imagine, you multiply that by 10, right? If 8,000 artists take the poll and it's still 70%, that's crazy. And then what, you know, 70,000 artists, 700,000 artists. So I don't know how many people are going to vote. You know, I don't need a big number. It's just, I need a big enough sample size that it's blatantly obvious that this isn't just some like niche thing. This is something that's happening to almost every artist that's coming on. And everyone to vote in that ideas page. And basically, I just want to make it super impossible to ignore, because I'm tired of just seeing every single artist that I meet going through the Spotify artist data and like, oh yeah, you got some bot streams here and you got some bot followers here. Like it's ridiculous. It's insane. And I've been seeing it for basically the last year, and nothing ever gets better. So let's just take it into our own hands. So I do have some new content this week that I'll briefly talk about. I did a video on 5 music ad mistakes I keep seeing that need to stop. Basically, I do a lot of consultation calls and I see a lot of mistakes that people do. I also did a video on Spotify Marquee's massive new change, where now you don't have to do only retargeting. They also did some color tweaks where you can change like the color and visuals of your Marquee campaigns. And they also actually reduced the prices on it, which I don't think I mentioned in that video. But anyways, hope you found today's episode helpful. As a reminder, go to www.musicmarketingmonday.com and join over 9,000 other music artists, managers, and labels getting actionable music marketing advice every single Monday morning. Thank you very much for listening, and I will see you next week. Take care. Bye.